Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, which he then rewrites in the style of a great, well-known classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Adam Katz is on the phone from Stony Brook, New York. Adam, welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Adam, what's your musical background?
Really kind of patchwork. I play piano and I sing. I was in lots of different ensembles in high school and college. I actually had a solo for Benedictus from Bach's Mass. That was my moment in the sun, kind of.
Oh, nice. And how do you spend your time now?
I'm a grad student at Stony Brook University. I'm getting my doctorate in English Renaissance literature.
Wow, excellent. Good for you. Bruce playing the lute there to go along with your degree in Renaissance English literature. Well, we'll see if the lute sound or anything Renaissance in English has anything to do with this week's Piano Puzzler.
As long as it's Guillaume de Machaut, I'll be fine, I'm sure.
Okay, well, let's find out here what it is. Here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Wow, that was lovely.
That's pretty.
Oh, thanks.
So, Adam, what do you hear in that Piano Puzzler?
I think I've got this one.
Oh.
The melody I'm hearing is Till There Was You.
That is totally correct.
And the sort of weird chordal counterpoint kind of, I want to say Chopin.
And go ahead and say it.
I don't know if I should.
Yeah, you should. Go ahead.
Okay, Chopin.
Yes!
Two for two.
Great, yeah.
Till There Was You, rewritten in the style of Frédéric Chopin. Adam, perfect.
My heart was beating so loudly, I was worried I wouldn't be able to hear. It really is a different story when you call in.
So, Bruce, how did you weave Till There Was You, the melody of that great American song, into this Chopin mazurka?
I just got inspired by the fact that the opening of the mazurka, Opus 17, number 4, by the way, is exactly the same note. After this, which is by Chopin, it goes like this. And I thought, oh, that's enough to get me started. So then I basically took the tune and I used his harmonies as closely as possible. And of course, I had to change, oh, almost all of them. But they change in terms of which notes, not how one goes to the next. So if a chord moves like this, almost note by note, and then two notes, one staying, one moving, that would give you this kind of Chopin-esque thing. It's if you take your left hand and pretend it's a spider that's trying to get off the keyboard to the left. You
know. Moving one note, one leg, one finger at a time.
Very
cautiously. I'm going to dream about that, and it's going to be your fault.
You know enough to write your own poster now. Just buy a spider, a piano, and a...
I'll go into competition with you.
Well, now that we know, it's Till There Was You in the style of Chopin, and in the style of this particular mazurka by Chopin, Opus 17, number 4. Bruce, can we hear this whole puzzler one more time?
Okay.
That makes so much more sense.
The song Till There Was You, rewritten in the style of Frédéric Chopin, and specifically in the style of the mazurka Opus 17, number 4 by Chopin, otherwise known as Tarantula on the Keyboard. And two gold stars to our caller Adam Katz from Stony Brook, New York. And not only the gold stars, Adam, but for playing our piano puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and an autographed copy of the score, the sheet music to that classic piano puzzler, signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Terrific. Thank you.
Adam, how do you hear piano puzzlers?
I actually get your podcast.
Ah, from the PT website, performancetoday.org.
Yes.
Adam Katz from Stony Brook, New York, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.